your news.
At the close on Wall Street today, the Dow was down 24 points. This is NPR.
You're listening to NPR on Kansas Public Radio. Wanted to give you an update on these thunderstorms moving through a portion of the KPR listening area. The National Weather Service in Topeka has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Dickinson County. It is now about 5 miles west of Hope, moving to the south at 30 miles per hour. 2-inch hail reported with this storm near the town of Holland. So, again, this is moving right along at a pretty good clip, but causing a lot of damage in the meantime. Very concerned about this hail. People and animals outdoor could be injured. Expect hail damage to roof, siding, windows, vehicles. If you're outdoors, get indoors. Take shelter now. A severe thunderstorm warning for about another 10 minutes for portions of southern Dickinson County. That's not the only severe thunderstorm warning we're working on here. We have another one for southeastern Wabansee, northwestern Osage, and northeastern Lyon County until 6:15. Ping pong ball-sized hail with this storm. Also 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, Burlingame and Scranton. Be aware, this storm moving through your area, that severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 6:15. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Osage County. We are very concerned about this storm because it seems to be moving pretty slowly. This storm near Burlingame moving to the southeast at 30 miles per hour. Ping pong ball sized hail with this storm. Osage City, Linden, Quinimo, Malvern, Olivet, Malvern Lake, and Pomona Lake. Also I-35 between mile markers 156 and 167. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect for you until 6:45 tonight. In the meantime, the National Weather Service has now also issued a fairly large severe thunderstorm watch until 11 o'clock tonight. This is for Allen, Anderson, Chase, Coffee, Dickinson, Franklin, Greenwood, Lynn, Lyon, Miami, Morris, Neosho, Osage, Wilson, and Woodson counties. A severe thunderstorm watch for those counties until 11 o'clock tonight. That means conditions are right for the formation of severe thunderstorms. We're particularly concerned about the hail threat.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Visiting fellow Jerry Seib moderates Church and State, a discussion on Catholic thought and politics, with special guests September 4th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
You are listening to KPR. We now rejoin All Things Considered, already in progress.
Epstein spoke out at a rally.
Want to use it less? It takes practice. You can start by speaking more slowly. Ayanna Archie, NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. You're listening to All Things Considered. We have a couple of active severe thunderstorm warnings at the moment. We have a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Osage County. This storm located near Osage City, moving to the southeast. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, quarter-sized hail. We actually have gotten some public reports of hail up to the size of quarters in Osage City proper. Hail damage with this storm is expected. Osage City, Linden, Quinimo, Malvern, Olivet, and Malvern Lake. I-35 between mile markers 156 and 167. This severe thunderstorm warning for Osage County in effect until 6:45 tonight. We also have a brand new severe thunderstorm warning, replacing the ones that had been in effect until 6:15. This is for southeastern Dickinson County and southwestern Morris County until 6:45 tonight. A cluster of severe thunderstorms located around Hope and Woodbine to near Lost Springs, all moving to the southeast at 35 miles per hour. Still getting reports of ping pong ball sized hail with this storm, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. If you are in Harrington, Hope, Woodbine, Latimer, or Burdick, you should endeavor to get inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. Getting a lot of lightning strikes and, of course, That large hail, ping pong ball sized severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Dickinson and southwestern Morris counties until 6:45 tonight.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
We also have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect till 11 o'clock tonight for Allen, Anderson, Chase, Coffee, Dickinson, Franklin, Greenwood, Lynn, Lyon, Miami, Morris, Neosho, Osage, Wilson, and Woodson counties. This is KPR. It's 620.
Support for
from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition will be coming your way. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Liberty Hall Video in downtown Lawrence, with more than 11,000 titles on DVD and Blu-ray available to rent, from classics to cult. Hours and inventory available online at libertyhall.net.
We'll be back in just about 2.5 minutes to get you an update on the weather. Seeing a lot of information coming out of the National Weather Service right now, so I'll get it all collated, and I'll be back in just a moment. The time is 6:30.
Lexington.
Florida planning to phase out all of the state's vaccine mandates, including those children required to have to attend school. The state's Surgeon General announced a plan today characterizing the requirements as an immoral intrusion. And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Turning first to the weather. The severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Osage County has been allowed to expire. It was supposed to run until 6:45, but now that storm has weakened below severe limits, therefore the warning has been canceled. But we do still have one active severe thunderstorm warning. This is for southwestern Morris County, in effect until 6:45. A cluster of storms near 4 miles north of Burdick. It's all moving to the southeast. Quarter-sized hail now with this storm or series of storms. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts if you are in Harrington or Burdick. You need to be sure you get indoors, get inside a sturdy building, stay away from windows. Not very safe to travel right now. Torrential rain. But again, very concerned about this hail, quarter-sized hail, 60-mile-an-hour wind gust, southwestern Morris County. You now have a severe thunderstorm warning until 6:45 this evening. That is the only severe thunderstorm warning still currently in effect, but we will continue to keep an eye on the weather for you. We do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 11 o'clock tonight. This covers Allen, Anderson, Chase, Coffee, Dickinson, Franklin, Greenwood, Lynn, Lyon, Miami, Osage, Neosho, Osage, Wilson, Woodson counties, all covered by a severe thunderstorm watch until 11 o'clock tonight. That means the conditions are good for the formation of severe thunderstorms. Once one develops and we can track it, we will hear about a warning, but in the meantime, stay alert, change plans if you need to. Severe thunderstorm watch for a wide swath of the more southern counties in the KPR listening area tonight. For the rest of us, mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 50% chance of showers and storms this evening. Partly cloudy after midnight once this front moves through. Lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear through the evening, becoming partly cloudy with a chance of rain after midnight. Lows tomorrow night in the upper 50s. For Friday, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers and storms. The highs are the real story on Friday, though, with highs topping out in the upper 60s. This is KPR at 6:35.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is Bill Curtis, host of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and KANU alumnus. I'm inviting you to the debut of my new book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. Join me on September 18th, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in downtown Lawrence, where I'll share the story of my career reporting American history as it unfolded, from the Chicago 7 to Charles Manson to Agent Orange. Details and tickets at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Lots of other non-Lawrence frequencies as well, all around the state, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
The severe thunderstorm warning for Morris County has been allowed to expire. You could still be seeing quite a bit of rain in Morris County, however. Raining pretty hard around Allen right now up in Lyon County. Severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 11 o'clock tonight. This is for Allen, Anderson, Chase, Coffee, Dickinson, Franklin, Greenwood, Lynn, Lyon, Miami, Morris, Neosho, Osage, Wilson, and Woodson counties. So be aware, all the ingredients are there for a severe thunderstorm. So keep your eyes open. Keep one ear on weather sources till 11 o'clock tonight. We have classical music with Destiny coming up shortly here on KPR1 stations. If you're joining us on KPR2 at 7 o'clock, we have the Moth Radio Hour. It's 10 minutes before 7.
Author Michael Davis and original Sesame Street cast member Loretta Long speaking with Throughline hosts Ramtin Arablouei and Rund Abdelfatah. You can hear the entire story on the Throughline podcast.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners who run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. From Visit St. Pete, Clearwater, Florida, where white sand beaches meet the arts, from the Dalí Museum to more than 500 public murals. More at visitspc.com. From Arm, committed to delivering innovative, advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
Listen while you make breakfast or drop off the kids. Listen for a quiet moment to yourself. Listen for an informed start to your day. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Stay tuned. Up next, we have classical music. We'll get news headlines and start 8, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny, all followed by Jazz in the Night. All of our severe thunderstorm warnings have been allowed to expire, but we do still have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect till 11 o'clock tonight. That's for Allen, Anderson, Chase, Coffee, Dickinson, Franklin, Greenwood, Lynn, Lyon, Miami, Morris, Neosho, Osage, Wilson, and Woodson counties.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
We do have a 50% chance of rain this evening and a low in the lower 50s. It's 7:01 and the news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. More than 1,000 current and former staff members at the Department of Health and Human Services are calling for Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to resign. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports more Democratic lawmakers are also calling for Kennedy to step down or be fired.
The letter was addressed to Secretary Kennedy and members of the current Congress. It argues that Kennedy's actions at the helm of HHS are endangering Americans' health. Democratic Representative Diana DeGette of Colorado mentioned the letter in a hearing Tuesday, saying she agreed with the signatories that Kennedy should resign.
And if he does not, President Trump should fire him for doing such damage to the institutions that have, up until now, been the paragons of research in the world and have kept Americans healthy and safe.
DeGette is one of a growing number of lawmakers in the minority calling for Kennedy's resignation.
We interrupt this broadcast of the NPR Top of the Hour News for a quick update from the National Weather Service. I spoke too soon. A severe thunderstorm warning has now been issued for southeastern Morris County. That is in effect until 7:30 tonight. A severe thunderstorm 4 miles southwest of Council Grove Lake, moving to the southeast at 25 miles per hour. 60-mile-an-hour winds, half-dollar-sized hail. Hail damage is expected with this storm. Locations affected include Council Grove, Dunlap, and Council Grove Lake. So again, we do have a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Morris County until 7:30 tonight, including Council Grove, Dunlap, and Council Grove Lake. We have been seeing some truly huge hail out farther to the west, reports of tennis ball-sized hail near Newton. So be aware of that if you are to the east of that area. Let's see, a bit to the east of Harvey County, if you're listening to us via the internet. Be aware, some very serious weather down there. But no, it's not really favorable for tornadoes, but tornadoes can spin up out of thunderstorms. So be aware. Make sure you have multiple ways to be notified of weather notifications. A severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Morris County until 7:30. We now return you to news from NPR.
According to a new report from the Government Accountability Office, they include workers who retired, who were laid off, and who voluntarily left the agency. The report warns that those departures could make it difficult for FEMA to respond to weather disasters, such as major hurricanes. Peak hurricane season in the Atlantic is underway now and runs into October. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
At the close on Wall Street, the Dow was down 24 points, the Nasdaq up 218. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Visit St. Pete, Clearwater, Florida, where visitors can unwind on white sand beaches and dine at restaurants. More at visitspc.com. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate September 3rd. Water is the key ingredient for life on Earth. And as far as we know, it's a key ingredient for life everywhere else in the universe as well. That shouldn't be a problem, though, because there's plenty of water to go around. Water is common in part because it's made of two of the three most common elements in the universe, hydrogen and oxygen. They come together in the cold of deep space to make grains of ice. Some of those grains are found in the clouds of gas and dust that give birth to new stars and planets. Others form inside those clouds. In recent years, astronomers have found evidence of water in other star systems, and even in other galaxies. They've found grains of ice in the disks of material around newborn stars. They've seen giant belts of comets, which contain a lot of ice. They've discovered water vapor in the atmospheres of a few planets. And they've even found evidence that some planets could be covered in oceans of liquid water. One example is TOI 1452b, which orbits a star that's much smaller and fainter than the Sun. The planet itself is bigger and heavier than Earth. Given its details and its distance from the star, scientists say it could have a deep global ocean, a possible home for life. TOI 1452 is about 100 light-years away in Draco. The dragon twists high across the north at nightfall, but the star is much too faint to see without a telescope. We have more sky watching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, more than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. About a pineapple rag to open this midweek here on Evening Classical. Hi, I'm Destiny. This is KPR. And that was Scott Joplin's Pineapple Rag with William Albright at the piano. I've got some fruity-themed music this evening, shall we say. Have you heard Sir Arthur Sullivan's Pineapple Pole Ballet? You will in 5 minutes. I'm Destiny, as I said. So glad you're here with me tonight. I am in a fun mood, as per the usual, but maybe it's a little borderline wacky. So I decided to stick with the fruit theme for a moment, and I found something from Stravinsky's Firebird. Do you know which one is about fruit? The movement, the short movement. The Game of the Golden Apples. Yes, 5 minutes. Let's listen. James DePriest and the Oregon Symphony on KPR.
Thank you.
Ah, see? That was very pretty. I bet you never knew that the game of the golden apples could be so lush here on KPR. James DePriest, the Oregon Symphony. That was from Stravinsky's Firebird. And since I am in one of these cuckoo moods, shall we say, at around 7:45, I found something called cuckoo. Yes, I did. All right, special shout-out time. I'd like to give a shout-out to Dr. Pat Hughes. Hey, Pat, thank you for helping make classical music possible here on KPR. Dr. Pat Hughes of Overland Park is a longtime listener member. Many thanks, Dr. Pat, and also daughters Megan and Kelly for supporting KPR. We are so grateful for you. We are also grateful to the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28th, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. And now for more pineapples. Does anyone out there like pineapple? I like pineapple. It depends on the day. Here's a controversial one. Pineapple on pizza? You can let me know on the Classics by Request form, I suppose, if you when you request your music. Okay, I'll stop yammering. Sir Arthur Sullivan's Pineapple Pole Ballet, Sir Charles Mackerras conducting the London Phil on KPR.
Thank you.
Wow, that one will get your speakers here on KPR. Pineapple Pole. Sir Arthur Sullivan. Sir Charles McCarris conducting the London Phil. That is about a plot based upon the bumboat woman's story of Gilbert's Bab Ballads. Mm-hmm. The story evolves, here we go, around Pineapple Pole and her colleagues who are madly in love with the captain of the good ship, HMS Hot Cross Bun. Oh, who knew? That's hysterical. Indeed it is. Okay, well, that was quite a bombastic ending, so I thought I'd keep in the bombastic theme with Cuckoo. Yeah, this is out of left field. Vivaldi wrote a violin concerto referred to as the Cuckoo, and I bet if you listen to Andrew Monzi playing, you will figure out why in one of the movements. This recording features the Academy of Ancient Music with Christopher Hogwood right now on KPR.
Thank you.
Vivaldi's Cuckoo Violin Concerto here on KPR, performed by Andrew Manzi with Academy of Ancient Music and Christopher Hawkwood. I am Destiny, also a violinist, and now I would like to learn that concerto because who wouldn't? That was fun. Very fun. NPR News is coming up, and then I am back with more music for you next hour. Yes, indeed I am. I wonder what crazy things I have in store. Guess you'll have to come back to find out on KPR.
The Manson Family Trials, Muhammad Ali, and the 1966 Topeka Tornado. I'm Bill Curtis, and these are just a few moments from my time in journalism, told in my new book, Whirlwind. My life reporting the news. Join me for the book's debut on September 18th, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in downtown Lawrence. Tickets at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab.
I can't wait to tell you about this month's KPR Community Spotlight. New month, new spotlight. It's on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs to help reduce pet overpopulation. Details at prairiepaws.org. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Become a KPR sponsor and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration info at yogacenterofLawrence.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Trump says New Orleans could be next in line for a National Guard deployment to fight crime. Trump is also floating the same idea for Chicago and Baltimore. He says Louisiana's Republican governor is urging him to send in law enforcement to help police the state's largest city, but local officials in New Orleans don't appear to be on board with the plan. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is pushing for legislation that would require the Justice Department to release files related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. House GOP leaders oppose it, but four Republicans, including Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, have signed a petition that would force the House to vote on the bill.
I ask my Republican colleagues not to choose just one path for justice and transparency and accountability, but I ask my Republican colleagues to choose every path for justice and accountability and transparency.
Outside the Capitol, group of Epstein survivors and family members of victims shared their stories, calling for the full public release of the files. Among them was Sky Roberts. His sister, Virginia Giuffre, died by suicide earlier this year.
She fought to expose a system that allowed the wealthy, the connected, and the powerful to exploit and abuse girls and young women without consequence. She fought for every survivor who was silenced, doubted, or discarded.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has expressed skepticism, citing concerns about victim privacy. China hosted the leaders of Russia, North Korea, and other nations for a massive military parade marking the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II in the Pacific. Yet, it's a televised hot mic moment between Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Chinese host that's also making headlines. NPR's Charles Maines reports from Moscow.
As Chinese President Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin head towards the military parade, the two leaders can be heard through interpreters discussing the changing nature of mortality. It used to be rare for someone to be older than 70, says Xi, adding these days at 70, one's still a child. In response, Putin notes that thanks to biotechnology, human organs can be continuously transplanted, allowing people to even achieve immortality. The exchange comes as the longtime leaders, both 72 years of age, have altered their country's constitutions to effectively remain in power for life. Later in a press conference, Putin said he was merely stating a fact about the miracles of modern science. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
Stocks traded mixed today on Wall Street. The Dow was down 24 points at the close. The Nasdaq up 218. The S&P rose 32 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Kansas and tall grass prairies are synonymous. Keeping the remaining grasslands healthy and vibrant is the aim of this KU graduate researcher.
Hi, I'm Reb Bryant. I'm a PhD candidate at the University of Kansas, and I look at how we can use soil fungi from native prairies to restore and reconstruct these important ecosystems across Kansas.
Some call tall grass prairies the most endangered ecosystem in all of North America. Why should we care if these prairies are disappearing?
These tall grass prairies, while being beautiful and having inherent value in and of themselves, provide a lot of ecosystem services for us as humans and for the environment. So they have these deep roots that filter the water, hold the soil in place, but also beautiful resources for pollinators like our monarch butterflies, our native bees. And we've seen the consequences of tilling these prairies and leaving that soil exposed. So it's really important that we both conserve the prairies that we have and expand those prairies into places like retired crop fields.
How much of the tall grass prairies are left?
So there's less than 4% of the tall grass prairie remaining. And so what we're trying to do is restore lands that have previously been tall grass prairie and try to expand that number.
How is your research making a difference?
Yeah, so I work with these fungi called mycorrhizal fungi that partner with plants and help them find nutrients in the soil. And oftentimes, the plants that we're trying to bring back to the prairie are missing those partners. So in my research, we are trying to find ways to bring these native partners from untilled or intact prairies into these restorations where they're missing those partners.
For more information about graduate research, visit graduate.ku.edu or our website at kansaspublicradio.org. For Research Matters, I'm Steve Kincaid.
Thank you.
Well, I feel like the word yeehaw is appropriate after Rossini, don't you think? Here on KPR, Rossini's Thieving Magpie Overture. I love saying that. Those darn thieving magpies. Andre Leonard conducting the Slovak Philharmonia Orchestra. I've got a rodeo coming up tonight. That's why I said yeehaw. But I'm going to stick in the bird theme first. Guess what we get to listen to? Haydn String Quartet. I'll tell you after I tell you how awesome Dr. Pat Hughes is. Hi, Dr. Pat Hughes. Dr. Pat Hughes is helping to make classical music possible today on KPR of Overland Park, a longtime listener member. Many thanks, Dr. Pat. Also to your daughters, Megan and Kelly, for supporting KPR. And now that I've teased you all sufficiently enough, it's Haydn's The Lark String Quartet. Magpies, larks, and rodeos. What an hour. This recording features the Emerson String Quartet. I am Destiny. Thank you for being here with me. I should have mentioned that earlier, but I just now got to it because I'm too excited about this hour. Okay, I'll stop talking. Here's the music on KPR.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Haydn's The Lark String Quartet here on KPR with the Emerson String Quartet. Fun indeed. Those are fun quartets to play on the radio and on string instruments. Hey, Classics Live show is the Topeka Symphony this Thursday. Hooray! Local musicians with special guest artist pianist John Nakamatsu. The TSO sparkles through Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto. Ooh, everyone loves that one. Also, a powerful performance of The Pines of Rome by Respighi, complete with bird calls. Haha, see how I fit that all in? Tomorrow night at 7 on all KPR1 stations. And from the University of Kansas, it's your place to find music and NPR news, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Alrighty, time for This Rodeo by Copeland. Yeehaw, guess what? It's a historic recording. Aaron Copland, the composer himself, is conducting the London Symphony Orchestra on KPR.
Thank you. Yeehaw, indeed. Copeland's hoedown from, well, the hoedown's the yeehaw. This is actually his entire rodeo suite. I hope you liked it. It's pretty fun here on KPR. I'm Destiny. Oh, thanks for the fun evening, folks. Tomorrow night is Tango Thursday, and I've got Le Grand Tango playing and some other fantastic music as well. In the meantime, keep on listening to KPR. Jazz in the Night is up next after NPR News. Good night.
Listener Kevin Curio says, and this is a quote, "Every morning I start my day with a cup of coffee and Morning Edition." That's how I start my day. If I don't have both of those things, he says, I'll be off for the rest of the day. Start your day right with NPR's Morning Edition. Listen, along with Kevin, every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole Fellow Joni Wickham moderates Transformational Leadership, Exhausting and Exhilarating, a discussion with former KC Mayor Sly James, September 10th. More at doleinstitute.org. And this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the Manhattan Arts Center presenting Legally Blonde, the musical. Following Elle Woods as she heads to Harvard Law, running September 12th to the 14th and 19th through the 21st. Details at manhattanarts.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The governor of Louisiana says he'll welcome National Guard troops if President Trump sends them to New Orleans. Aubrey Uhouse of member station WWNO reports the reaction from the city has been mixed.
Crime in New Orleans spiked during the pandemic, but has since fallen. And the city's on pace to log a historic 50-year low in murders this year. City officials noted that decline. They thanked the federal government for its past help, including after January's terrorist attack, but didn't say whether they support the president's current offer. Councilmember Helena Moreno, the frontrunner in the race to be New Orleans' next mayor, said in a statement she will fight to prevent any federal takeover of New Orleans, and said Trump's offer was about scare tactics and politicizing public safety. On X, Louisiana's governor, Jeff Landry, said he welcomes the president's help, not just in the city, but anywhere in the state. For NPR News, I'm Aubrey Yuhas in New Orleans.
The Democratic governors of Oregon, Washington, and California are forming a new public health partnership aimed at preserving access to vaccines. Amelia Templeton of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports the move comes in response